fucking saga continues.
Have you ever worked so hard and been in a relationship and said to yourself, ain't nobody gonna kill my vibe today? I done worked too hard to attain the shit that I manifested.
Let you know that microphone pushes a little off.
Perfect. Get that tip back right. Pause.
Get that tip back right. Yo, I love our culture, man. No one can ever make me feel bad about ever being myself and my people.
Me neither. Nah.
Yo, I gotta get my tip back right.
Nigga, hold on. Let me
is that how we started it off?
When was the last time you advised a nigga, boy?
Pause.
That bitch been dragging you for 4 months, Ray. You need to go get your tip back right.
Yo, what's up, All Gas No Break Podcast going live. What's up, Facebook? Yo, shout out to everybody on Facebook Live that's watching our show, man, and watching us online, put up some crazy posts. Yo, shout you out for reposting some crazy shit.
All Gas No Break. That's the foundation.
We gotta pick your mic up, dog. Where your mic at?
I still got to set my live up. My bad, son. But yo, man, All Gas No Breaks. We had an epic motherfucking reel episode that was based on reels and interaction.
Yeah.
And we was lit, bruh.
We was lit. I had a good
Nigga
time.
Nigga was turning up. Shout out my man Wiz.
Shout him out.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out Quanta Vile and all the different contributors to All Gas No Breaks.
OG underscore Frank.
Bruh.
Shout out to my boy. Rex.
Get him.
Carolus.
Get him.
The monster, yo. He's a monster. Yo, love that dog, dude. That's my
this
boy.
Nigga behind the scene, dog. He pulled out the suitcase with the motherfucking bio motherfucking hazard joint on the last time. I was a bit lit. I was elated because I done been around G niggas before.
He pulled out a box of weapons. I was like,
bruh, you got to feel at home around OGs.
A box of weapons, baby.
Dog. Nigga, you don't even know what's behind the latches.
Yo, but anyways, man. Yo, tell everybody where they can find you at, man. You still fixing this. Last time this fixed his ears, yo.
Yeah, man. Yo. Hey, nah, I'm good. I appreciate. Hey, Rex, don't bring the suitcase. I don't want no parts. I came in peace. But my ears is straight. But you can find me at Red Crocs on IG, Bryce Oliphant on Facebook. I've been expanding my content a little bit more. I'm about to take some other steps, but it's a process to me. Some people got it and they got all the tools to make shit happen, and some people got to build the tools. But I know you got to get a good understanding.
Yeah.
Before you do anything.
Man, I feel like you got the tools, but yo, this is my man. Got the tools. Red Crocs, man. He here again, man. Yo, shout him out here in the middle of Po' Monkey, Maryland.
Po' Monkey, Maryland, nigga. My favorite place in the world. Got my first piece of pussy there at the tender age of 14. Fuck the haters.
Fuck the haters.
Fuck the haters.
Yo, I'm at Super Saiyan Santi, man. My man Rex Carolus, at Rex Carolus. All Gas No Breaks Reels, we're jumping into it. So we just watching reels, giving our take to them. Hilarious. That's what it is. That's the show. And we're talking my man. I'm on fire, baby. He's on fire. You on fire.
Niggas was feeling good right there, bro.
Oh, man. So the one I had, the reel I had earlier, disappeared. Oh, no. It was a crazy reel, too. So we're going to go to your page, man. Because I had it was a dope reel, too, man. Yo, Red. It was a dope reel, but anyway. You going live on everything. So I'm gonna pull up something. All Gas No Breaks, man. I'm gonna do it.
Nigga, we gonna do it. Nigga, teamwork makes the dream work. My bad if I'm out of frame, Rex. That. I want no pause, cool. Big dog. That's cool. You ain't had to do what you did to them niggas in 95. Why you doing that way? I miss my Uncle Charles. It shouldn't be gone. That's the tight thing about being behind the scenes, though, Rex. You like a mad genius, but they don't never see. They'll know your name, but they never
now he been on a few. He been on a few episodes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got him on one so far. He actually got behind and sat back on the chin. Everything had a conversation with us. It was dope. It was dope. It was actually a really good episode. Yo, so I'm going to play this video right here. I did play it, but you.
Oh, my bad, man. I'm zoning. Yeah, you got me drinking this expensive ass whiskey. I don't even do that shit. That's what I thought that was my peeps. Y'all ain't going to have Cole to kick around no more. Here, call me an ass. Get him, Cole. Y'all gonna come on for me like that? Martin, hey, we cool. Me and you is boys. I always wanted to see Cole stand up for himself like that, though. You know, he wanted the random spoons. Random spoons. And remember that time he fucked up the t-shirts? He was like, Cole can't spell. It was like Whitney Houston, and he had
Whitney Hutton.
Man, that nigga Martin is a cornerstone to black motherfucking culture and comedy from at a DC? Time that was pivotal, bro.
From DC, man.
DMV,
don't forget about that part, man. Yo, shout out to Martin Lawrence, man.
Legend.
Yo, I'm going to go to one of your joints. You know, I like to go to your page. Your page, you having some wild stuff.
Dog, from the mind of a madman.
You got going on right now. What's the one joint you want to watch right now?
Jeez, dang.
This right here.
Oh, shit. See, that was a smash or pass. See, that's for when tax time come around and niggas be standing behind chicks at the ATM with their hands in the pockets. Like holding the bitch at the ATM, like straddling her and shit, like
straddling her. He's really like, straddling
dog. That nigga,
Yo, she's that's ginormous.
That gotta be a Photoshop.
It gotta be, yo.
If it ain't,
she's like seven feet tall.
That bitch been eating GMO fruit since she was 14.
Dead,
bruh. Processed meat never missed her.
What's the song?
that's a song by T-Pain. If I have one more drink, I'm gonna end up fucking you. Like, it's where you like have too many shots at the bar and that shit leads to like beer goggles. And you be thinking she look like Whitney Houston, but she really look like Whitney Hutton.
Whitney Hutton. Yo, you just won $2 million. What's the first thing you buying? Rex, what's the first thing you buy, yo? What you buy, Rex? You just won $2 million. You buying a boat. What kind of boat? A $2 million. He's spending all $2 million. He dropping all $2 million.
Nigga ain't say 1.5. Nigga ain't say 750. That nigga said two straight.
Rex is dropping $2 million on the boat.
Nigga said, "Hey, look, all
life
that.
Is good, man. Life is good, dog. I don't need $2 million. My life good, dog. But if you give it to me, boat.
Just but you driving it completely on the boat, yo. You spend it all the money on the boat. Damn.
Hey, we can't get a $500,000 boat, Rex.
He's a $2 million boat.
He said the whole $2 million. Everything, nigga, everything.
Oh man, what you get? Yeah, what you get, man? What you buy? I'm getting a yacht for that, though. Oh, cause you set it up. But what I'm spending my $2 million? Oh shit! You know, when I was younger, I would always say a transformer, but I think a transformer's too expensive. That's the whole $2 million.
First, you gonna have to get an engineer to design this shit custom. You gonna have to get somebody to know the nuts and bolts of fucking manufacturing a hard metal and integrating software with hardware and all type of shit.
Even in the movies, they like float and like crystallize floating material.
I don't think this shit ever been attempted before.
I don't think $2 million is not enough, yo. I think that's like a couple billion. Maybe a trillion.
Like I told you earlier, dog, I only want to be hood rich in my life. Nigga, 250,000 liquid. Oh. I'm talking about I can touch it. I can fondle that money. Oh, anytime man. I want, I can molest my money. anytime I want to.
Now, you know what? You're not going to get it that fast, though, even if you call in for it, unless you got it stuffed under the bed, because they're going to still take his time to bring it to you.
They can't have none of this shit, son. They can't have a fucking dime of this shit. It's mine. Nigga, I feel like Miss Sophia on The Color Purple. Have you ever been somewhere and you just couldn't leave? Oh, yeah. And you wanted to go somewhere and you just couldn't go? Dog, they can't have a piece of this shit, dog. I'm going to say this bread up. They already getting their fucking cut. It's dog, hey, this is the paradox of the way the economic system works in the fucking America, bro. Oh, in my mind.
Let me go.
They don't have to work for the money, but they get a tax cut. We got to pay our federal tax, state tax. Then when we buy food, we got to pay a tax on that purchase. Then when we fucking buy a car, we got to pay a fucking property tax on that. Then when we buy a house, we got to pay property tax on that. And if you don't pay that tax, what they do?
Are they going to tax your ass?
Nigga, they coming to get it.
So let me tell you, yo. Let me tell you how I sum that all up in one fucking statement.
Yes, sir.
Pay Caesar's things to Caesar and God sings to God. I don't, if you believe it, you believe it. If you don't, you don't. But just pay them niggas or they going to fuck with you. Yo, I'm going to jump to another reel. I'm jumping to another mother effing reel. This reel is crazy. Yo, Red, check this one out.
Might be a man. The shoulders. Oh! Nah, the shoulders too broad anyway. You gotta understand these things as a man. Yeah. It might be a tranny. And she kinda tall. One of them. The fucking jawline too strong. Oh, yeah! And the titty shake. But check this though. Smash or pass.
I'ma tell you, me, she could have sat down all that, I would have passed it. That was a pass for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that ain't my kind.
That's not my cup of tea.
I mean, I need some ass with a jiggle on it.
I mean, you could be thin, but you could have a skinny fatty.
Right, no, they got slim thick Jones.
You know, slim thicky.
They got slim thickies.
That's not my cup of tea.
I don't know how. Yeah, that's definitely a nigga. Can we go?
We're passing on to
I seen, dog, I recognize muscle definition.
You ready?
And broad shoulders.
You ready?
And strong
I'm not going to stay on that subject too
right,
long.
You're right.
I'm not a chapel.
No, right. Hey, God bless the LGBT plus community and all of the people that have a courage to live their truth.
Do your thing.
I like pussy. I don't know if I can cuss. Can I cuss super?
You cussed already.
Yo, I like pussy. I like it the way the Lord made it.
Moving on to the next one.
We just came from shopping at Las Vegas store that's open on 86th Street.
Hilarious.
My man here did so well on his test. He just wanted some hand lotion, and we went up and got it, but now they're closing.
Now, let me ask you. You got good marks, and you wanted hand lotion? I guess because it's cold, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I'm going to make sure our hands stay limp.
I think that we hit was too strong, man. That shit had all kind of instructions on the capsule and everything, dog. Where you get that shit from, dog? Nigga, I feel like I'm on another planet, dog. It was all natural because it was in a fucking cone, but bro, man. Can we run that one back? I don't know.
We just came from shopping at L'Occitane. It's the only store that's open on 86th Street because my man here did so well on his test. He just wanted some hand lotion, and we went up and got it, but now they're closing.
Now, let me ask you. You got good marks, and you wanted hand lotion? I guess because it's cold, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I'm going to make sure our hands stay moist. We just came from shopping at L'Occitane. It's the only store that's open on 86th Street because my man here did so well on his test. He just wanted some hand lotion, and we went up and got it, but now they're closing.
He better beat his meat like a baseball bat, bro.
Yo, what is he getting him, Sonny?
No, he's like, lotion. Yeah. All he needs is some lotion and privacy. No,
you was snowing outside.
Yo. I know you don't like going on subjects like this, but nigga, when I fucking discovered masturbation, dog, nigga, I was taking a shower. We all men in here. We all got wives or whatever. Hey, we had our session. I can say what I want. I'm a grown ass man. Dog, when I rubbed that soap in that rag across that joint, I felt something, bro. nigga, I was beating that cat with a dog.
Oh my God. Dog.
So that lotion, I'm glad he got good grades. Shout out to all the kids that got good marks in school. Dog. Nigga, all I wanted was some lotion. And privacy.
Oh man, yo, there's a movie with Bokeem Woodbine back in the days. And in the movie, they're like hitmen. I don't know if you remember back in the 90s, there was like three hitmen. It was like
Joaquin
Woodbine.
From the I Ain't Mad At You video.
Yo, John, I think even Johnny Leguizamo might have even been in this movie. They were all young. And in the movie, Joaquin Woodbine's character never masturbated. Everybody talk about how much they masturbate. He ain't talking about how much he masturbate. And then one day, because he's like, I've been fucking since I was 10. Say, I gotta masturbate. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, long story short, he masturbated one day because they kept pushing him to do it. And he loved it so much, he started trying different lotions.
All right.
He started having different.
All right, so was he a virgin or he was getting pussy regularly?
He was getting pussy so much regularly that he didn't have to masturbate.
I've had those periods before.
So he said that he didn't have to, but one day he did. And he enjoyed it so much, he started picking out which lotions was the best lotions.
This nigga got high quality lotion.
He said, no, this shit right here got aloe vera. Ain't that Bokeem voice, yo. Imagine.
He got a rough, raspy ass voice.
Yo.
Though. He's a hell of an actor.
Did
though.
You see
Very
the movie?
Underrated.
Very underrated. You see the movie, the one where the brother and the sister, Bonnie and Clyde joint, and that new Bonnie and Clyde type joint. So they killed the police officer and they're running away from the law. And Bokeem is in it. Yo, you ain't seen that movie? You gotta see that movie. Cause there's a scene where Bokeem is in it and he ain't the Sean John all black with the black fur coat and the breeze is blowing and the cinematography on that scene.
Crazy.
It's crazy. It's just crazy. It's a crazy movie. But that was one of my joints. I'm playing something else there. You got something you wanna play on your joint? Oh, I got one for you. Check this one out. This is crazy. Play from the beginning. Play from the beginning.
What the fuck? Is that a goose? A swan. Stuck in the fence. That swan gonna fuck her up.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Oh! With the Chappelle fucking dude.
What happened?
It's a swan stuck with his head in the fence.
I ain't know they fly in the cold areas like that.
That joint confused. That joint supposed to be somewhere warm. Right? That joint missed the motherfucking departure on the V line. But do they fly in V's like the ducks? Swans? I don't know if they behave the same way.
I don't know. I was just like, wow. But yo, it didn't play it the way I wanted to. So I'm going to actually go to my other page here. And play it again because it actually didn't go full fledged. Yo, thank y'all. Y'all going live with us, man. So this is our page. Yo, this is the page on Facebook, All Gas, No Break Podcast on Facebook. Hit us up. Yeah, we post some crazy stuff, as you can see. So we're talking about it right here with my man at Red Crocs on IG. Check this one out. I don't know if you saw this. This other was pretty funny.
Yeah.
G.I. Bro, yes. Real American Heroes. Hey, I didn't know they had so many black characters, to be honest with you.
What type of skills these niggas got? Like
one nigga stripping cars, like stripping. Alpine, Doc, he was the medic. You got Roadblock, he was a prime character on the show. He was like the muscle. Iceberg, another, he climbed mountainous walls.
Dog, so this was like an actual show.
G.I. Joe's.
But then I'd say G.I. Bros.
But they like
bros.
Doing a parody. These are the bros of G.I. Joe.
Oh my gosh. Like, I wonder what their superpowers are and shit. Like, their skills, man.
I was just breaking them down.
Them niggas look like they break down like 83 Chevy Novas and shit and steal the rims and some more shit.
This guy done took the Pepsi for himself.
Oh, shit. I ain't mean to do that, dog, man.
Took the Chaser for himself. Dog,
don't break the suitcase out. Don't break the suitcase out, dog.
Damn. I got to get in the shot.
My bad, man. I'm a punk. Drink. I need a damn chaser for this here drink. I still got to go live on my other page, man. I'm lacking.
I heard it. I'll play this swan one again.
Lacking.
Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, my neck. My back. My neck and my back. Oh, I want
AJ, Johnson, rest in peace, right? Rest in power.
Legend,
man.
Legendary comedian.
Man was a legend. He was completely. I completely agree with you.
Very underrated.
Man, super. When he was in the Gentleman Master P.
I got the hook up.
Man, he. I felt like when he got into a character, yo, he gave everything.
He was comedically blessed.
He was a genius with it.
He really was. I just think he didn't get the right representation, or maybe he didn't accept the right movies. But you never know with that Hollywood Illuminati shit, bro. He might not have wanted to bend over and grease up. And dog,
man,
that shit talented. Can hinder you.
He was talented, man. I liked his comedy. Every time he was on the scene, you know you were about to laugh. Like, you knew, like, laughter was coming.
Yeah, man. I'm going to say this to all my followers, all gas, no brakes. This is Red Crocs rolling with the one and only Super Santi.
Yo, Booyaka.
We laying it down. We got a fresh episode out. Yeah, we got a fresh episode out right now on Apple. Howdy ho, I see you, nigga. My nigga. All gas, no brakes. Go check that new episode out. My bad for the shameless plug.
Yeah. Can't play it for too long, right? YouTube will get
pissy
about
they
it.
They gonna jump on our ass about it.
Nothing YouTube.
Petty.
Oh, man. Shoot, that was hilarious. Yo, the joy you had today, this was crazy.
This is the reason why I can't monetize my page. The community standards have been violated. Fuck them people, like a great man told me.
Hey, man, that was when I saw that, I said that was entertaining. All Gas No Break podcast. I mean, all gas, no breaks, right? Yo, shout out to my boy. Shout out to my boy for putting this straight up right here. Yeah, man, that's my man Red Crocs is here with me today. Yo, you want to do a fishbowl real quick?
Fishbowl one. Yeah, let's do a few of them.
Oh, shit. A few of them. God damn.
Hell yeah. All right. All right, now I'm dyslexic, so, and I'm under the influence, so y'all be patient with a nigga.
I don't know what he's under the influence under. What he said earlier, I don't know what he's talking about. Out of mercy. Uh-oh, shit sound deep.
All right, let me take it. Let me get another one. Let me pull another,
Get another one.
I ain't like the way that one was going to shape up.
Good call, man.
Good call. Hey.
All gas, no brakes.
Hey, I got our back, brother.
All gas, no brakes.
But you're a hell of a producer. All right. Now, that's a good one. Uh-oh. Where was the most appropriate or inappropriate place you ever farted. Breaking Wind number one. Oh, that's a 101.
Oh my God.
Where was the all right. Oh, man. You wanna go first? You can go first.
I don't have one yet. You go first.
I got one.
Okay,
good. I actually got a few. See, I'm lactose intolerant. Y'all came to the right person for this shit. See, almond milk and me always been friends. I ain't no Casanova. that vitamin D will ruin my day. Dog, I had a bitch break up with me because my farts, I fucked up the back room. Dog, nigga, the chick went to work. I was off that day. I had some fucking Frosted Flakes with vitamin D milk, not talking 1%, not talking
2%. With whole milk.
Whole milk, nigga.
Whole thing.
You know what that does to a person that's lactose intolerant?
Destroys them.
Dog, the cramps. The discomfort. Nigga, I might have turned into a bitch ass nigga that day. I might have needed some Midol. Oh. But I'm just saying, by the time she came home.
Oh my God.
And then after a while with farts, you become nose deaf. So the bitch might have gagged when she came through that front door. And she got that first motherfucking breeze to her.
Oh my
dog.
God, you killed the
yeah, dog.
Yo, the whole day.
I'm just telling the truth.
So you had it for at breakfast. For the whole day, we used up with this busted see, ass.
The thing about it was, I probably doubled up on the double down on it and probably had some Frosted Flakes that morning, and then probably had like an egg and provolone and a white American cheese for lunch. Broski,
you try to kill
nigga,
her, dog.
Dog. I'm gonna tell you this. I was knocking this bitch boots past Sunday.
But she broke up with you over the phone.
Yeah, dog. I became nose deaf to the funk. The funk is forever, my nigga.
Man.
The funk will never die.
Yo, that story is phenomenal.
Hey, let's do one more from the jump, man.
I didn't give a fart, but okay.
Yeah, yeah, Hey, Rex, where's the most awkward place you farted at? Come on now. Mr. Carolus, nigga with the suitcase, nigga G14 classified.
Oh my God, this is funny. I'm dying over here, bro. I'm dying.
I mean, he a solid nigga though. He don't look like he lactose intolerant like
he
me.
Don't fart.
Nah, I am. Ooh. I'm with you, man. Almond milk. Almond milk.
Oh, that's my friend.
I got 5 cartons in my refrigerator.
Dog,
right now.
All different flavors. You know, different mixtures.
So with the cereal, with the smoothies.
Where'd you fart?
Dog, look, hey.
He fought it somewhere real bad, yeah.
I don't have no, man, it don't bother me, for real. For real.
Oh, he fought. He was fought.
It's usually happening probably about the hours of 9 p.m. to about 12 a.m., dog.
He got a time.
Window right. Wide open, nigga. Prime time.
Wifey be goddamn it sliding over.
See, but she a triple OG though. Oh, she could take that.
You know what I'm saying? We used to it, man. Like,
yeah, nah, dog. Yeah. No, man. All them niggas
you
with
just
false,
relate, relax, relate,
for all
release.
Them niggas with false understandings of how womanly a woman is supposed to be or how it's defined, that chick gonna fart, dog. And the first time she take that crucial shit around you,
oh, man.
The
it's
magic is gone.
It's a wrap.
That no, first, time, see, some niggas choose to disregard the first time a woman take a shit around. But when she take that first shit, because when they love you and like you, they going to hold it for a little while. They going to do it when you're not around.
Everybody shits. Yeah.
It's a human function. But some people are so
you gotta
shallow.
Let that shit out, man. It's unhealthy to keep that shit in.
If you don't let it out, your record set it right there.
You better
there,
blow
yo.
That shit out.
What's that shit called? What you call that shit? When your guts get all fucked up and shit, you know what I mean?
That shit'll
catch up with you. So I'm like, I told my wife, like, let that shit go. She be having conversations, yeah, baby, up. And then had a conversation. You know what I mean? I don't even bat an eye. Like, yo,
nigga, Rex, you're hilarious.
It's calibers to females, bro. Some women got them nasty, watery farts, and some women got them poots.
I can deal with a chick that poops.
You can deal with a poop, but not a watery fart.
I can't deal with them long, greasy, water-filled.
Why, you think there's something in the drawers?
Nah. I mean, she poops.
Hey, look. She'd have had my kids. I done seen some shit in that operating room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That
they
labor
definitely
room,
shit
dog.
On themselves when they had so a baby like, sometimes.
Man.
A fart don't mean shit to me.
Nah, because you done smelled the worst.
You know what I mean?
You just talked about some grown stuff right there.
Grown
yo.
Man.
Watching birth, yo. I've watched birth 3 times, son. And wow.
At that point, she really don't give a fuck.
It depends on what that man mind at the time. Because if he's fully involved with it, bro. It's a really beautiful moment.
So this is a question for me then, because I was involved. From a mind that's not involved, if anyone can answer this, feels comfortable to answer this, you know, you don't have to. But to not be involved, that shit don't fuck your head up? Like watching that whole experience? That experience is crazy. I know a human being could do shit like that for me.
Dog.
And I guess I'm just really scientifically involved. I am a nerd. Everybody, I'm a geek, and I stand by it. But that shit blew my mind. And I wanted to be there each time because of it. Because I knew it was going to blow my mind. It's going to blow my mind again,
too. It's a beautiful thing. It
really is.
Women are, man, honestly, dog, I wish women ruled the world. That's just me. Like I'm
part
of like the only
niggas
person.
Niggas ain't worthy of the power,
nah.
bro.
Nah. I mean, we done had it so long. And look what we doing with
look
it.
Look
where
we at. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like women should rule the world.
If they don't,
I feel like
ready.
That's why I had conflict with religion when I was a young man.
Oh,
like,
man.
In my younger days, bro. I really don't. I'm gonna elaborate briefly.
I appreciate
and shallow,
you.
And I'm going to switch it up, bro. Because I know how you feel, and I respect it, too. But I hate
for me,
the misogyny.
Me, people get so wrapped up in it, and then they get all offended. Everybody gets
I agree. I got to fix my level. But, I hate the misogyny that is instilled in portrayed in the Bible. I hate that they say he
man.
When they refer to God, because I feel like God is transcended of human form.
Man, we could
you know
talk
what
about
saying?
This all night long.
He's like transcendent of anatomy. You know what I'm saying? You can't assign no shit like anatomy to a force as profound as God. Or a divine entity. That's some human shit. And that's why I hate when people say God gets jealous. Dog, jealousy is a human emotion, bro.
That's the first time I ever heard
something. You don't believe?
That's the first time I ever heard that.
Bro, you
God
don't believe that
jealous.
God is like, you never heard somebody like an old person say when you was growing up, God is a jealous God.
I never heard that.
I've heard that.
Like, God
yeah,
is a good
is
God.
A human
God
emotion.
Is a... You know what I mean? God don't owe me nothing. I heard
right.
those type of things, but I ain't never heard God
man,
is a jealous
when
God.
When it comes to all that and the beings or whatever, the positive energies, I just call it that. Everybody has their own interpretation. And
right.
as long as that shit got you doing cool shit and nice shit and ain't bothering me with your
man.
Dumb shit, I'm cool with you.
I respect
you. Bring that shit to me, though?
You know, and that's the problem.
God might make me have to slap you.
That's the problem. People try to force their religion on other people.
Man, I ain't about
that's,
all that.
Dog, your eternal soul is a very, it's like a serious subject.
Let's jump into another clip.
Another clip. Thank you, my bad. And I know how you feel, big bro.
Yep.
No, hey, Rex, I second that motion, my nigga. Let me take this shot. Hey, shout out to all my followers that's on my live on Red Crocs IG. I'm here with Rex Corollas, Super Santi.
So supposedly a water park blew up.
It had to be some weapons of mass destruction that they motherfucker.
Not
sold.
Really. I used to work with like the solutions for pools in a past mm-hmm. life, and you could make out of
that corrosive
of
fucking
all, yeah,
acidic material.
Up. It could blow up. Jeez. I don't know what the situation was, but I do know that
shit was very combustible.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's weirded me out. Like, I'm like, oh, wow, pools are dangerous. Like, to have running water, yeah, it's not a, it's a thing.
That shit is crazy. I would never think that a person would have to, like, fear for losing their life in that type of way at
you
a
can,
fucking...
You can.
Yeah, but, hey. But, you know,
or,
when you...
Or it can make a gas and kill you.
Damn. Like some old, what's that, carbon monoxide type shit?
Yeah, yeah. In a tight space, it'll kill you.
Jesus, see.
A lot of people don't know that.
Hey, science is a motherfucker.
Love it.
Yeah, I gotta be about it. Yeah. That's all I gotta say. Shit happens. Like, I grew up in the neighborhood where shit happens. So when I see shit like that, shit happens. Shit. Like, we live in a country, we live in a world where everybody wanna blame
something.
Somebody for something.
Right.
Like, shit happens.
It really does.
You know what I'm saying? And they probably didn't, the builders or whoever did build that amusement park or whatever, ain't do shit wrong. Shit just happened.
I think that's might be. I don't know. I ain't do the research on it, but I could only assume shit could happen. Like, that's how, like, volatile.
It could go down.
A pool, like a pool can be. Lord
have mercy.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know how to feel about that one.
Yeah, that was a tough one to watch.
I can't even really. I don't know. I'm a different person that experiences and understands empathy in a different way. Like, I'm a, what do you call that shit? An empath.
Empath, yeah.
I'm a fucking true empath, but I'm an ambivert. I'm a complex individual. I love solitude, but I can be in the mix and groove, you know, and make the zoom zoom.
What's your sign?
Wham. I'm a Taurus.
That's right.
Day 17.
Taurus.
Yep. Yeah, man. What's your sign, bro?
I'm a Cancer.
Damn. Some of my best friends are Cancers. Very, very dependable people.
They're different, though.
Different. Different.
How about this? I'm going to play another post.
Hey, yo, Corollas, what's your sign, bro?
Sign? Yeah, yeah.
Libra.
Dallas. That makes all complete fucking sense, don't it?
Yeah, I think that's hold on. What you say your sign was again, my bad?
Cancer. All
right, that's a water sign, earth sign, and air sign. Yeah, that's a trifecta.
Super trifecta.
I'm trying to get my motherfucking level right away. I'm
gonna drop you another jam.
Charlie Brown's mama. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, that one.
Hey. That nigga gonna ride that bike. He only got one leg, but he's using that crutch, though. I bet he get there.
And what it says is, busca soluciones, no excusas. Because look for solutions, no excuses.
Right. Confront that problem with an approach that's going to make it shake.
He like, yo, right? When I'm not on this bike, I might be using this crutch. But I'm on this bike, I'm moving, baby.
I bet when he come to a stop, he going to slow down slow, and he going to lean to the right, let that leg catch him,
catch it.
Detach that motherfucking crutch,
yep.
And prepare for the next ride.
Hey.
But I bet he ain't held up.
Hey, he moving.
He moved past the adversity.
When I saw that joint, I was like, yeah, that was a dope reel right there.
That shit was inspirational. Yeah. Like, some people that might be shallow might see one man riding a bike with a crutch, using it for the other pedal, and be like, oh, that's funny. Yeah, it is funny. I like slap comedy shit, but that nigga said, I'm not going to let this one leg define me.
Nah, not at all. I'm going to keep it moving. And I'm riding a bike.
Rolling.
My boy, nice with it. My boy, nice with it.
Still rolling. I bet they hate it.
I'm going to play something. I'm going to play this joint right here, yo. Y'all ready? Beep it.
Oh, what? That's a beat? Oh. Hey, yo, Rex, you got to hit me with one of them Rex beats eventually, dog. Hey.
Y'all ain't watched y'all last episode.
Dog.
It was from the last episode. It was
epic,
on TikTok.
Epic, nigga.
Y'all ain't watched that last episode. Make sure you watch that last episode. TikTok at AGMB Podcast.
All day
TikTok. We on TikTok too, y'all. We not that old, motherfucker.
We ain't old yet, nigga.
We ain't old. I was joking.
I know some niggas that broke down, though.
Because people don't know that. People be like, yo, you be TikTok. I be like, yo, TikTok. You don't only dance on TikTok, son. You don't only dance on TikTok. Why you, When people told me that, I'd be like, you may just want, you want to dance on TikTok, don't you?
I never have. For one, I can't dance. I do a two-step, but I can't dance.
You're a two-stepper?
I'm a two-stepper. Yeah. But nah, I could do some little... Nah, nigga, I get funky with the two-step.
You like the two-step?
Yeah, nah.
Two-step go far.
I turn a two-step into some hand dancing shit. Yo, like to some spin around, hold her, dip her back, and bring her back type shit.
I was about to say, two-step in Chicago is thorough. Mm-hmm. Some people, they two-step their ass off.
Dog, is levels to that two-step.
Yeah, big time. 100%.
But nah, hey, I motherfucking was in a... Nah, see, me, I grew up in a hole in the walls. Like them one way in, one way out. Everybody come there on Friday type hot, shit. Hot, sweating, stanking, smell like wine and fucking Blue Bull in that bitch. That's if you grinding, didn't know, slit small liquor.
That's that grind music.
Dog, I was raised in these places. So...
Don't make like, nigga,
we
no
used
more.
To get down, dog. It's the
Let
best
Let me ask
time.
You a question. You think if they pulled out one of those spots right now for this generation, they'll get down in them spots? Like, that'll be a popular location to
That should get shot up in a week. On the fucking front page
why
news, Channel
why,
5.
Why you think they're going to shoot up? The current youth will shoot that up?
I think the current youth is not, like, supported by, like, a OG system that was implemented in previous generations, bro. Like, you had niggas that was hood niggas and street niggas. It's a big difference between hood niggas and street niggas. That's a different discussion. But this generation we're dealing with, they don't have the right tools to navigate street situations in a way that is benefited. They're benefited by the information from the generation before. That's all. And if they had that and they took heed to it, they'd be more thorough like the previous. But that's just my opinion.
I wonder, what you feel about that, Rex? If you pulled out one of them old Jew joints in this current time for this youth, like this, that old, like we always say, those old hot, sweaty basement type joints.
You talking about holding the wall.
Nigga caught a rug burning that bitch. I was grinding so hard on the bitch. What? Nigga, I was a young nigga too.
What you think about a hole in the wall in current time?
Man, shit. Boy, you up in there with the biggie. The biggest thing you can find up in there, man. You sweating.
Holding that bitch.
You drinking Boone's Farm.
Yeah. Nigga, could
that
not.
That kind of shit, the
way. Could not, motherfucker. Yeah, man. Oh, what do you call that shit? Man, fucking Cisco.
Don't unlock my memories, dog. I'm going
to try to get offline with this bottle. I ain't trying to get knocked over the label, pacing the other way.
Hilarious. Oh, he going to take to the head. All gas. No breaks. Podcast. You know, I always wonder that because I'm like, you know, I think, I don't know. I have no idea, to be perfectly honest. I just asked that question. I wish it would do well in this current time. I feel like this is what's missing. I feel like I hope that it does get brought back to a certain extent. Like, just, yo, y'all just get in the basement, y'all. Not enough. Like, yo, you're really breaking the fire code. Break the fucking fire code.
Yo, I think, honestly, the DMV area, like, compared to other regions, it's like the vibe is different. You go to New Jersey, you go to, I gotta fix this level. But you go to New Jersey, you go to like the Carolinas, you go to like the Georgias, the ATLs and Columbus, Decatur, whatever. And it's a more hospitable like vibe to the parties. Like I went to a party in New Jersey about a month ago. You know, these motherfuckers was like handing out the things that pop and then confetti comes out and they had the little lighters, you know, the little sticks that glow and shit. They sicing the party.
I think
they don't hear everybody.
I think they're more cultural.
Right.
Like the DMV's losing its culture. Yo, first thing DMV, let me tell y'all, man, if nobody told y'all what's wrong, what I feel needs to be coming brought back to the DMV. We need to bring back Georgia Avenue Caribbean Festival. I don't care what nobody says. Remember the old Caribbean festival where niggas used to put on mud and run down the street?
Niggas,
that needs to come back. And if that come back, I'm telling you, we're going to the right direction. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, bitches was shaking ass out there like nobody business.
So
man.
That family was out there. Everybody was out there. And we was just having a good time. And this new stuff is
sense of community was there, dog.
Yeah, it's a little tough. You want to jump to another joint, but DMV, man, bring back the Caribbean Festival.
Hey,
I'm about
to fall to this motherfucker.
Yo,
sweet
top. It's all gas, no brakes up in this bitch. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So they make some of the this shit I'd have never heard.
Bumbleclot.
Introducing Big Super Sunset. Ain't do nothing without the deep. They even got the pussyologist in here. Dr.
O.G.
What up, my boy?